Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the news desk with the evening news. The chief medical officer says that the situation in Donegal has improved tremendously when it comes to COVID-19. We'll hear from Dr. Tony Coolahan. Also in this bulletin, a day of hope and freedom, according to the Taoiseach. We'll hear from the Ballybofey Chamber of Commerce president, who says today is a great day for business as a return to normality comes close. We'll hear from a number of businesses. Also, the housing minister says he'll bring proposals forward to restrict investment funds buying up homes in the country. Live register figures continue to fall, according to the Central Statistics Office. And Mica back on the agenda, the chair of the municipal district in Inishowen, seeking a special meeting with the minister. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. But we begin with COVID-19, and over 250,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses are expected to be administered this week. Starting from today, over 50s who registered on the online portal are being given their first dose. Over 1.8 million doses have been administered to date. It's expected to pass 2 million this week. The Professor of Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin, Kingston Mills, says the rollout is progressing well.
The vaccine programme has really got going here now, with over 200,000 people last week, and they expect 270,000 this week, which is fantastic. And the other really good thing is that the numbers of cases of COVID-19 in the older population has declined significantly, and in healthcare workers.
Well, the chief medical officer says he expects to give advice to government on the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine by the end of the week. Use of the jab has been limited to over 50s due to concerns over rare blood clots. The government is reviewing proposals to change this so that the single-shot vaccine could be used in younger people. Dr. Tony Coolahan says there will be a recommendation soon. Meanwhile, almost 2 weeks ago, comments by Dr. Coolahan about Donegal's high COVID rates sparked controversy in the county. Asked today about the situation in Donegal, he said figures are still high, but the situation has improved dramatically, and he doesn't believe there'll be a need for local lockdowns or a different pace of reopening for the county.
Yeah, I mean, it is a possibility, but I don't think that it's going to happen or be necessary. That's what we think. And you rightly say Donegal, over the last number of weeks, we were concerned about the high rate in Donegal, and it is still at the top of the league table in terms of counties around the country in terms of its incidence. We did highlight it a couple of weeks ago. We did want to raise the consciousness in people living in the county up there. That did happen, and it's been a really great response, both in the local community, the local council, the local Gardaí, and others in society. And they're engaging both in the media and in the community to try to improve things in terms of compliance. And we've seen a turnaround in terms of the incidence. It's still high, but it's coming down, and that's really good news.
Well, the Taoiseach described today as a day of hope and freedom. Leo Varadkar said it was the most significant easing of COVID-19 restrictions this year. Haircuts and inter-county travel are now allowed. Click and collect is open for non-essential retail, with full retail set to reopen next week. Leah Fairman of Ballybofey Stranorlar Chamber of Commerce says it's been a great day for business and gives hope for a return to normality.
Delighted for the businesses that are getting the chance to open their doors. We've stayed really optimistic, and we've kept working with our customers online or, you know, through postal deliveries, and just so relieved for everybody to get their doors open, and there'll be a lot of excited customers today to get through the doors.
And indeed, as you say, there was a lot of businesses went online, but nothing really beats seeing that face-to-face interaction.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, we see that some of the businesses today are those personal services, the hairdressers and the beauticians, and you know, what's really important for those businesses is the social aspect as much as, you know, the product and the services side of what they do. Is just the chance to chat, the chance to catch up with everybody. And, you know, it's a great thing about the doors getting open for everybody, that we can see life getting back to normal.
And indeed, businesses have been hit hard this year, and indeed most of all last year. So it's vital that people support local now more so than ever.
It's really important that people shop local and remember that their local businesses have worked so hard to support them during the lockdown, and you know, have really put a lot of effort into that. And also that people remember that restrictions are still in place, and they support their businesses with those restrictions and act responsibly.
Leah Fairman from the Twin Towns Chamber of Commerce there speaking to Michaela Clark. Well, on today's 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes, Trina Hoolan of Headrush Hair Salon in Letterkenny said it's great to get back to work.
It's nice. It's nice to just even get chatting to people, you know, just to see people out and about. It's just, it's lovely. It's been great so far. It was good to get out of the house even for us, to get up and to get dressed and to get the makeup on myself. I did enjoy my time off as well. I really enjoyed, like, I've been working since I was 13, you know, and I really did enjoy being at home with the kids, being there to collect them from school, to drop them to school. It was lovely to be there with the kids.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for the first time ever, I was a stay-at-home mom, you know. So I did like that, but I'm glad to get back out to my work. I'm glad to, you know, it's kind of a healthy balance between home. It has taught me now I want to be at home a little bit more.
Trina Hoolan there speaking to Greg Hughes. Well, Brendan Callaghan, the owner of Callaghan's Jewellers in Buncrana, says he's looking forward to a return to in-store shopping next Monday.
You can't beat the hands-on experience. The advice, you can only do so much advice online, but having somebody in the shop and having them trying on a ring or trying on a watch, with regards to like a ring, the ring must complement the finger. And the only way that you find that out is by trying it on. All retail is open on the 17th. Presently, the same as Watson's, we're open for appointments and click and collect. It's one of these things that you're waiting for. And actually, we're back a little bit quicker than I thought we'd be back, which is great. And again, I hope that it just doesn't happen again.
A large crowd gathered outside a construction site in Carndonagh this afternoon as mica-affected homeowners staged a protest. A spokesperson for the protesters claimed the contractors on the site have been sourcing blocks from a company which was previously involved in providing mica-affected blocks in the Neshon and elsewhere in Donegal. At the weekend, graffiti emerged on fencing around the site, calling for a boycott. Meanwhile, an Inishowen councillor is seeking an urgent meeting with the Housing Minister to discuss ongoing concerns over the Mica Redress Scheme. After a lengthy campaign, the scheme was implemented in recent months, but a number of deficiencies have emerged in it, according to Councillor Albert Doherty, the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District. He wants the Minister, Dara O'Brien, to take action now because he says there is cross-party pressure for improvement.
Following our workshop last week, where we had an extensive programme, members concentrated and we all concentrated on the different deficiencies that are emerging with the present scheme, on the need for an immediate review of that scheme and improvements in administration of it. And a big thing for us as well is a particular programme being agreed to confront the mica issue in our social housing.
This issue was raised by your party colleague, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, in the Dáil with the Housing Minister last week. And while he said that this is an ongoing process, he didn't give a commitment that there would be any immediate alterations to the scheme, which for some homeowners, it may prove too late.
Yes, there's a concentrated effort now from all of us in the county to try to get the Minister to focus and his department to reconsider the redress scheme as worked out. There are many, many teething issues. And if I saw one small light in the Minister's response to Deputy Padraig, it was his acknowledgement that as schemes develop, there are tweaking issues, and we have a significant tweak to make on the redress programme for the mica-affected families in Donegal. I believe there's a concentrated effort. He's now heard it from our Dáil deputies, and cross-party, our full Inishowen meeting of the 30th focused totally on the deficiencies and the requirements that must be there in the present scheme.
Councillor Albert Doherty there. Donegal's live register figure continues to fall. According to the Central Statistics Office, there were 8,632 people signing on at the end of April across Donegal's eight local offices. That was down 3% on the March figure and down 18% on the same period last year. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
The steepest fall was recorded in Dunfanaghy, with 548 people signing on at the end of April, down 29%. There were 26% falls recorded in Dunloe, Donegal Town and Killybegs, with figures
record of 845, 516 and 449 respectively. A 22% fall was recorded in Ballyshannon with 839 people signing on last month, while Letterkenny recorded a figure of 2,601, a fall of 20%. There were 1,563 people signing in Buncrana, a fall of 11%. Ballybofey was the only office to register an increase, with 1,339 people signing on, up 1%. These figures do not include the 13,294 people receiving the pandemic unemployment payment in Donegal.
Ireland should reconsider introducing water charges in order to meet environmental targets, according to a major new report. The OECD says despite considerable investment, Ireland still suffers from high water losses, low drinking water quality and inadequate wastewater treatment. Ireland is currently the only OECD country not to have water charges in place. The review says the move to charge certain households for excess use from next year won't be enough to cover future investment needs. A thunderstorm warning is in place for 13 counties, including Donegal. The status yellow alert affects Donegal as well as Carlow, Kildare, Kilkenny, Laois, Longford, Louth, Meath, Offaly, Westmeath, Cavan, Monaghan and Tipperary. Mid Éireann is warning of possible thundery showers with hail and heavy downpours, bringing a risk of spot flooding. The warning remains in place until 8 o'clock this evening. Planning permission has been granted for the development of a new graveyard in Lifford. An application was lodged by Reverend Colm O'Doherty for the additional graveyard at St Patrick's Church, Murlough. The proposal includes an access road, turning circle and disability access, as well as the construction of disabled toilets to replace the obsolete toilets at the church at present. The Housing Minister says he'll bring proposals forward in the coming days to restrict investment funds buying up homes in Ireland. However, it's not expected the proposals will be ready in time for tomorrow's Cabinet meeting. The tax breaks property funds get are under review, and the Department of Housing is also examining changes to planning laws. It comes as Sinn Féin prepares to introduce a bill tomorrow, with Deputies Piers Doherty and Padraig McLaughlin today calling on people in Donegal to come forward if they've been prevented from buying a home because an investment company bought it instead. Well, Minister Dara O'Brien says his plans will be brought forward this week.
I'm not going to set a limit on what we may possibly do till I see what legal options come back. We've obviously had extensive dealings with the Office of the Attorney General and working very well with my colleague in the Department of Finance. But on the planning side, you know, I'll have those options hopefully in the coming days, and I'll be in a better position to be able to share what they are with people at that stage.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all your training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
14 minutes past five. We say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Declan Boyle has been named the new Sligo Rovers under 19 manager. Boyle, who won the 1994 FAI Cup with Sligo as a player, takes over from Brian Dorion. The former Fannharp skipper has had national success previously at underage level, having led the Harps under 17 side to the league and cup double in 2018. Declan will take his first training session with the squad this evening. Cross Channel defeat for Burnley tonight will see Fulham relegated to the Championship after just one season in the Premier League. The London club are 9 points from safety with four games to go. Burnley are the team sitting just above the drop zone. Fulham manager Scott Parker isn't accepting relegation just yet.
My belief is not waning at this present moment in time. No, definitely not, because at this moment there's four games left, and of course I'm not mad, I'm not deluded in any way. I understand the predicament we're in and I understand how difficult that challenge is, but at this moment it's still there.
That game kicks off tonight at Craven Cottage at 8 o'clock. Fannharp suffered a fourth defeat of the Premier Division season on Saturday night, losing 4-0 to Bohemians in Dublin. Two home games are next up for Ollie Horgan's side, Dundalk this coming Friday, followed by Drogheda the following week. Speaking on Highlands League of Ireland review over the weekend, former captain Keith Cowan says they are games Harps will look to get back on track in.
I think that's where Harps will look to, you know, get most of their points on the board this season. You know, as I say, that they have been excellent in a lot of games, especially at home. You know, like, no team likes coming up to Ballyfey, so it's one where, you know, they've done well against Dundalk before. Dundalk are in a place where we never really saw it coming. Another disappointing defeat for them last week. Like, so with the Drogheda game, a team that Harps know a lot about. So this will be where Harps will look to maybe get back on track now, maybe back to basics a bit. You know, they'll have a lot more time to get things organised on the training pitch. it's kind of one of those ones that plays into the manager's hands a bit when he maybe gives you a warning sign on maybe not getting too carried away. And then, you know, after a good victory, when we talk about the derby, and then that one, so the manager will be keeping everyone very much grounded and giving lads a reminder about what happened in Daly Mount at the weekend.
The Gaelic Players Association has welcomed the announcement of an increase in funding for female inter-county players. Under the current model, €1,200 is received by male players, while female players get just €400. Minister of State for Sport, Jack Chambers, today announced funding of €1,200 for both female and male players. That would represent a €1.7 million increase from the previous figure of €700,000. Well, Donegal head to Christy Ring champions Kildare on Saturday for the second game of their National Hurling League Division 2 campaign. Donegal scored 1-2 in injury time yesterday to come from behind and beat Roscommon and Letterkenny. Danny Cullen said they had to dig deep late on.
We got the one, like, I wouldn't say we would have got the performance we kind of want, like, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's 2 points there, and especially in this division, 2 points will be hard earned, so look, absolutely delighted just to really get the kind of last 5 minutes to really take things over, like, and just get the result, like, so we'll move in now.
Yeah. Listen, he's retested, the character was tested there today, so it was, he's never given.
Aye, that's yeah. It, look, aye, there's a kind of a bit of resilience in this team now for the last few years, you know, from Nicky Rackard finals when you're well down, like, so we always know there's always a chance, it's hurling, like, you know, and the whole game can change in the space of a couple of minutes, like, and I suppose that's what happened there today, like, the whole momentum just swung in our favour, like, and...
That was Danny Cullen, and there's more from Danny and indeed Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann available in the sports section of our website highlandradio.com. Just looking ahead to this evening, the DL Debate podcast returns with Brendan Devaney. His guests will include former Armagh star Oisin McConville and former Galway and Sligo manager Kevin Walsh. That's the DL Debate podcast available from 7 o'clock this evening on our website, highlandradio.com. It will also be aired just after the 7 o'clock news. Rory McIlroy says he hopes his first tournament win since November 2019 will act as a springboard for upcoming majors. He claimed the Wells Fargo Championship for the third time with a one-shot victory last night, and the PGA Championship starts now in just 2 weeks. Europe's former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley says McIlroy is a player who thrives on confidence.
There's obviously still room for improvement there, but the most important thing is we've got an inspired Rory McIlroy again. He's got the bit between his teeth, and you know, with three major championships to come, you know, for the next three or four months, that's what obviously our focus and what his focus is going to be around.
And rugby tag Furlong has signed a new one-year contract with Leinster and IRFU. The 28-year-old was due to be out of contract at the end of this season. Furlong was last week named in the Lions squad to tour South Africa, having started all three tests in 2017. And IRFU have confirmed that they will take on both the USA and Japan in summer test matches this July after the proposed tour of Fiji was scrapped due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Both games will be played at the Aviva Stadium. Well, it looks like the Six Nations is set to remain on free-to-air TV in Ireland. It had been feared that the broadcast rights would be put behind a paywall. However, an unprecedented joint bid by Virgin Media and RTE in what is a multi-year deal has now secured rugby on free-to-air TV in the coming years. Finally, in Olympic news, with just 2.5 months to go until the Games in Tokyo, a new poll claims that 60% of people in Japan want it cancelled. The capital's in a coronavirus state of emergency until at least the end of the month, and the country's vaccine rollout is well behind many Western nations. Prime Minister in Japan, who is Yoshihide Sugo, says he's never put the Olympics first ahead of protecting the population. That's your sport for today, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed. Oisin, no COVID-19 deaths reported in Northern Ireland now for 3 days in a row, with 76 new cases confirmed today. Almost 1.5 million vaccine doses have been administered north of the border, with two-thirds of the adult population receiving at least one dose. There are calls for an eye clinic to be established in Letterkenny. Up to 15,000 people from Donegal have to travel to Sligo to attend clinics on a regular basis. Councillor Ian McGarvey says for some, particularly older people, the journey is not feasible. He says particularly for people in need of eye injections, treatment has to be timely.
The reason I'm asking yourself to assist with addressing the problem is because this molecular degeneration affects people over 50 years of age. In some cases, it can be quite acute. In other cases, it can be very progressive. Now, I was looking up figures about the situation, and it can hit people from 7 to 14%. If you apply the 7%, you're talking about 10,000 in Donegal. If you apply the 14%, you're talking about 15,000 in that kind of region. Now, the problem being in that is this. As you're well aware, this is about elderly people because it's over 50, apparently, that the progression sets in. It can be in the young person, but it can be hereditary as well. So there are various situations facing the people who are who need the actual the injection into the eye. That's the main thing.
And that was Councillor Ian McGarvey. A decision to ban cycling on a popular walkway in Moville was taken in the interests of safety. Local Councillor Martin Farron says he requested the signage be erected on Moville Green, banning cycling on pathways following concerns raised by locals. The chair of the Green Party in Donegal, Michael White, criticised the move. He wants it to be reversed. However, Councillor Farron says the walkway needs to be a safe amenity for all.
Donegal County Council do take responsibility for the green road section of Donegal County Council, and I want to pay tribute to them because they keep the green in great order. It's a very valuable asset to this whole area here. It brings a tremendous amount of people about. Being a local public representative, you deal with so many issues, and one of the things that was brought to my attention over the last few months is that there were quite a number of cyclists on the green, and a lot of people would be walking there, people, young ladies with prams, older people, and they were quite scared of actually maybe getting knocked down.
And finally, a councillor has hit out of the government's decision not to increase the funding allocation to Donegal County Council for retrofitting. The council was given a grant of 1.2 million under the scheme that will only cover the cost of retrofitting a fraction of the 5,500 houses in the authority's housing stock. In response to calls for more funding, Minister Dara O'Brien said it's up to the council to use its own resources to complete the retrofitting programme. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says that's simply not acceptable.
Unfortunately, we've got a response back last week to say that he won't be increasing the grant, and basically that Donegal County Council will have to pay from their own resources for their retrofitting of our social housing. And this is very disappointing news. The council just have not got the money to do this.
Well, the forecast and Met Éireann tell us that scattered showers will continue into this evening with some heavy thundery downpours possible, along with some spot flooding, also a risk of hail showers at times. The showers will become lighter and more isolated early tonight with long clear spells developing, winds mainly light to moderate southerly, allowing a few mist patches to form, lowest overnight temperatures 3 to 7 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow will start mainly dry with some good sunny spells, but cloud will develop as the morning goes on. A few well scattered showers will then develop in the afternoon, some of them heavy with a risk of hail and an isolated thunderstorm. Highest temperatures tomorrow 12 to 15 degrees Celsius, warmest in the west. Winds light to moderate, southeasterly in direction. Main stories in brief this evening, and the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, has acknowledged there's been a major improvement in Donegal, although the county still has a high COVID-19 figure. He says following comments by himself and others in recent weeks, there has been a great response in the county. He says he doesn't envisage any need for local lockdowns or a different pace of reopening. Today is a day of hope and freedom, according to the Tánaiste, in what's the most significant easing of COVID-19 restrictions so far this year. Personal services such as haircuts and inter-county travel are allowed from today. Click and Collect has also opened for non-essential retail, with full retail set to reopen next week. And a large crowd gathered outside a construction site in Carndonagh this afternoon as part of a MICA protest. The chair of the Inishowen Municipal District wants the Housing Minister to meet with him and others. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 10th of May. The death has taken place of Sarah Ferry, Sarah Jondy, Durin na Manchar, Annagree. Her remains will be received into St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, with funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Annagree's new cemetery. Funeral mass will be broadcast on the Colm Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page and on the Annagree Parish webcam. Due to government and HSE guidelines, funeral and burial will be private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Ellen McGinley, née Size, Pound Street, Dunfanaghy. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/camera/Holy Cross Church Dunfanaghy. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Anthony Doherty, Ballinafad, Trenta. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Kilmacrennan Parish Facebook page at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Due to ongoing HSE and government guidelines, the wake funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Bobby Dlacken, 3 Mount Bernard Drive, Castle Derg. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow morning in St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Care for Cancer OMA, care of any family member, or Charles Lynch, funeral director. Due to government restrictions, the house is strictly private, please. Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Castle Derg. The death has taken place at Falcara Nursing Unit of Katie McGeady. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass in St Finian's Church, Falcara, tomorrow morning at 11, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to current government guidelines, the wake and funeral are restricted to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Isabella McLaughlin, Lower Brahe, Malin Head, formerly of Quigley, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15, going to St Mary's Church, Lag Malin, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. And the death has occurred of Breed Gallagher, John Frank, Lochan Ewer, Anagri. Her remains are reposing at her home, house private to family only, please. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, with interment afterwards in Holy Cross Cemetery, Dunfanaghy. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.